Water scarcity and clean energy are two major issues globally that sustainable solutions are still being sought out for. Many major industries require the extensive use of water to commence their operations. Mass amounts of water extraction being used to support the agriculture industry are resulting in a risk of water scarcity, which could then lead to an energy blackout, particularly in countries that are heavily reliant on fossil fuels and nuclear energy for their energy productions. Within the energy sector, the industries that use the most water are hydropower, electric energy production from fossil fuels, and nuclear energy. Hydroelectric power emerged as a potential alternative to these other water extraction-heavy methods of harnessing energy. Hydroelectric power harnesses the force of power directly to produce energy. Presently, it accounts for roughly 16.5% of the world's energy, with 57,000 dams globally in use, ranging from mega dams to the exponentially smaller micro hydro plants. While hydropower presently comprises roughly 70% of the world's renewable energy and does guarantee lower total emissions than fossil fuel-based plants, it carries with it many concerning impacts that put its overall reliability and safety in question. For a dam to be socially and environmentally successful, they must be planned with all potential impacts on people and the landscape in mind. Unfortunately, this has not been the case for many dams across the planet. Some examples of environmental impacts caused by dams are the extinction of aquatic species, the destruction of forested areas and wetlands, and blockages in natural debris flows. Several dams built in the 1980s in North America are now in the process of being demolished due to their impacts on fish species such as salmon. Throughout Canada, wetland maintenance and restoration is becoming increasingly important. In some areas, such as certain regions within the prairies, as much as 90% of the wetlands have disappeared. There are many reasons the continued existence of wetlands is crucial for a sustainable ecosystem. According to Ducks Unlimited Canada, wetlands offer protection from polluted water by naturally cleaning the water. They offer protection from flooding by reducing the amount of water that will be sent downstream. They offer protection from drought through their ability to retain water, even during extensive dry conditions. And they help to mitigate the effects of climate change by reducing greenhouse gases. They also offer protection to hundreds of species of wildlife, some of which are nearing the danger of extinction or extirpation. Alongside that, they hold a strong educational and cultural value for many people, providing youth with a place to play, explore, and learn, and many other outdoor recreational activities that benefit people of all ages. Wetlands are particularly at risk from dam-related interference. Greenhouse gas emissions from dams have actually cumulatively soared to about 1 billion tons annually. This is because as reservoirs fill and flood upstream forests, their function as carbon sinks is eliminated. As drowned vegetation begins to decompose, methane is released from decaying plants in the man-made reservoirs into the atmosphere. Methane is a greenhouse gas that, according to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, warms the planet 86 times more than CO2 does. This process essentially twists wetlands from a natural, regenerative source of non-polluted water into a major environmental hazard. In February of 2021, after the long-awaited Milburn Report response, NDP Premier of BC John Horgan made the decision to continue construction on the Site C Dam. The need for restoration of the wetlands in surrounding areas of the dam is becoming a topic of interest as the continuation has been approved. Ducks Unlimited Canada has proposed a plan to restore the Upper Cache wetlands. Ducks Unlimited Canada, which was founded in Manitoba in 1938 as a response to loss of wetlands across North America and declining populations of waterfowl, is a conservation organization that has been known in the past for its work towards fostering cross-border connection within the North American wetland system. The organization has received help from thousands of volunteers and scientists alike, and has in the past led marshland restoration efforts, particularly in major wetland complexes throughout the boreal forest zone of Manitoba and Saskatchewan. This was done through the means of damming drainage channels, constructing dikes, and re-engineering certain landscapes, such as the prairie landscape at the Big Grass Marsh in Manitoba. The proposal by Ducks Unlimited Canada proposed three relatively small dams to be constructed on a pre-existing ditch system on a privately owned farmland that runs adjacent to Highway 29 and Zoo Road, northwest of Site C. The privately owned farmland in question is the property of Wes and Kathy McKnight, who have been using the land for grazing and pasture over the past 15 years. The McKnights are on board with the plan and have agreed to partner with Ducks Unlimited for the project. However, this plan has not yet been approved by the Peace River Regional District, or PRRD, due to what was deemed to be missing information regarding the impacts on nearby properties, pre-existing natural water flows, and hazy details on who will remain liable and responsible for the dams. The McKnights and Ducks Unlimited have been invited to discuss the matter further with PRRD. The approval from PRRD would be necessary to proceed with the project, as the McKnights property is considered part of the agricultural land reserve. The project would first have to gain the support of PRRD, and then move on to gain approval from the Agricultural Land Commission before any construction could commence. The Upper Cache Wetlands area was compared by Peace River District B Director Karen Goodings to the Watson Slough, who stated the former would look quite similar to how the slough does now had it not been drained and ditched over the years. Goodings expressed concern that the construction of these small man-made dams, despite being required to be built to industry standard, still have the potential to malfunction and cause further damage to the area. The Watson Slough is a natural, relatively large wetland nearby to the Upper Cache Wetlands. The Watson Slough lies adjacent to Highway 29 between the cities of Fort St. John and Hudson's Hope. It is considered to be a part of Crown Land, the deed to which belongs to BC Hydro, who gave responsibility for the area over to Ducks Unlimited under the pretense of managing the wetland through a 99-year-long lease. Ducks Unlimited also took responsibility in previous years for maintaining trails and signs in the area, and for developing an initiative, Project Webfoot, that allowed for hands-on educational involvement throughout the wetlands for local school children. The wetland is home to 142 sighted species of birds, including certain endangered species, such as the horned grebe and the yellow rail. When Site C was approved, BC Hydro paid Ducks Unlimited $275,000 for the purpose of consulting support to mitigate any potential losses from the wetland in relation to the megadam. This resulted in the stopping of infrastructure upkeep and activities within the wetland, which locals believe to be an attempt to dehumanize the area, and ultimately detach people from it so that it wouldn't be missed when it was gone. Due to the planned flooding from Site C, the Watson Slough wetland will eventually be buried under 20 to 30 feet of water. Some details on the Upper Cache Wetland Restoration Project proposal have been provided to the public. In an attempt to maintain the natural purpose of a wetland, which is to support breeding birds over migrant birds, the three dams would be constructed with material excavated from borrow pits within the perimeter of or adjacent to the land surrounding the pond. Rubble and other granular materials required for the building process would also be transported from a nearby quarry. Ducks Unlimited stated that the wetlands capture and retain seasonal water, stopping it from running down through the farm and into the Peace River. The low-lying parts of the wetland are covered with water for the first half of the growing season, which makes them challenging to cut. One of the goals of the project is to provide more secure sources of water for the farm and farm animals from the wetlands to provide overall sustainability of water usage. Ducks Unlimited proposed to do this by making surplus water from the wetland available for those aforementioned farm purposes via off-site watering or via hard access points. The visual representation of the plan by Ducks Unlimited Canada provided highlights where the three new dams would be in relation to the three wetland compartments within the upper cache. The new dams would range between 90 meters and 310 meters long. The primary goal Ducks Unlimited seeks to achieve through their proposed restoration plan is to ensure the land is able to continue providing the means for soil-based farm operations for the benefit of both agriculture and waterfowl, and that it is able to remain unfragmented by any new buildings, roads, and utilities.